This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Pradhan Mantri Samajik Uttan and Rozgar Adharit Jan Kalyan PM Suraj National Portal during an event organized Wednesday by the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment. The launch ceremony, graced by PM Modi as the chief guest, emphasized the government's commitment to extending credit support to 1 lakh entrepreneurs from disadvantaged communities. The PM Suraj portal symbolizes this ministry's dedication to placing the underprivileged at the forefront of development initiatives. During the event, PM Modi personally interacted with beneficiaries from various states who have availed themselves of schemes like Namaste, VCF-SC, VCF-BC and ASIIM. These schemes cater to individuals from scheduled castes, backward classes and Safai Mitras, providing them with essential support for economic upliftment. Additionally, the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment distributed Ayushman health cards and personal protective equipment, PPE kits to sewer and septic tank workers, Safai Mitras under the National Action for Mechanized Sanitation Ecosystem, Namaste program. The Ayushman health card issued under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana ABPMJAY grants beneficiaries access to cashless healthcare services at the empaneled hospitals. Meanwhile, PPE kits are crucial for ensuring the safety of frontline workers, providing them with necessary protection against health hazards and infections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address beneficiaries of the PM Swanidhi scheme at JLN Stadium in the national capital today. According to the Prime Minister's office, PM Modi will also distribute loans under the scheme to 1 lakh street vendors, including 5,000 street vendors from Delhi on this occasion. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of 2 additional corridors of Delhi Metro's Phase 4 during the program, guided by the vision of Prime Minister to provide economic support to the marginalized sections. PM Swanidhi was launched on June 1, 2020 amidst the global economic crisis caused by the pandemic. It has proven to be transformative for the marginalized communities of street vendors. Till now, more than 82 lakh loans amounting to over 10,978 crore rupees have been disbursed to more than 62 lakh street vendors across the country. Delhi alone has witnessed the distribution of nearly 2 lakh loans amounting to 232 crore rupees. The scheme continues to be a beacon of financial inclusion and holistic welfare for those who have been historically underserved. During the program, the Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of 2 additional corridors of Delhi Metro, Lajpat Nagar, Saket G Block and Inderlok Indraprastha. These corridors will together be of more than 20 km in length and will improve connectivity and further reduce traffic congestion. The stations on the Lajpat Nagar to Saket G Block corridor will include Lajpat Nagar and Andrewsganj, Greater Kailash 1, Chirag Delhi, Pushpa Bhavan, Saket Delhi Center, Pushpa Vihar, Saket G Block, the release stated. The stations on the Interlok Indraprastha corridor will include Inderlok, Dayabasti, Sarai Rohila, Ajmal Khan Park, Nabi Karim, New Delhi, LNJP Hospital, Delhi Gate, Delhi Sachivalaya, Indraprastha. A high-level committee today submitted its report on One Nation, One Election to President Draupadi Murmu in New Delhi. The high-level committee, constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ram Nath Kovind, submitted its report to President Draupadi Murmu. The report was submitted in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal, former chairman of the 15th Finance Commission N.K. Singh and others. According to the Law and Justice Ministry, One Nation, One Election is core to aspirational India. It said reports comprising of 18,626 pages is outcome of extensive consultations with stakeholders, experts and research of 191 days. In an effort to encourage self-reliance and sustainable growth, the Niti Aayog on Wednesday launched the Vocal for Local initiative as part of the aspirational block program. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.